Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Father, this morning we say thank you. Thank you for your kindness, your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for bringing us together again, even as a church family. Thank you for the great things you are doing among us. We declare great things are happening among us. And even as we've gathered this morning, we pray that you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that you not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for everyone who is here. I declare that they are under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Their lives will never be the same again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. Too much bass. In the presence of the Lord. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Yeah. Wonderful. So, five people. If you are not a satellite church leader or something, five people. I believe God is going to bless you. He's going to help you to achieve that. Can I have amen? Yeah. All right, so join in and let's do it. I want to preach about confusion. The title of my message is Confusion. Confusion. It's a message. Confusion. Jesus gave us some things to look out for. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, I believe, he said that, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, how's Nagamutu? You all right? I thought you just had breakfast this morning. Yesterday, right now. Okay. Where's mom? This is Denise. Oh, okay. All right. Wow. With daddy? What? So the house is for you. What a shock. I'm coming for peep tonight. Matthew chapter 16. When a cat is not around. We used to love those times, you know, when mommy and daddy travels. Man! Ish! Then we behave like adults in the house. I'm sure Shoti understands what I'm saying. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In introducing the message, the subject, the title of confusion, I want us to understand that confusion is one of the weaponry of the devil. Satan thrives and does well where there is confusion. Now, Jesus warned us that as for his church, he's going to build his church. And the church will be able to withstand the gates of hell. Are you with me? The church will be able to master or resist itself. Jacob's right here. Resist itself. Your head shouldn't be down at this time. There's somebody on stage at this time. So there's no head. Head must bow, but can't bow now. Heads bow when it's born again. So every head up, every eye on the preacher. Some people can't preach when you look at them. So as you look at me and I can preach, you can know that I'm very anointed. I can't forget what I'm saying because you are looking at me. No, not at all. But if I were to put you here, you can easily forget. When somebody looks at you, you forget your own name, who you are. You see them forgetting the line of the songs all the time when they come on stage. It takes something else to be on stage and to be doing what we're doing. And so we should love and respect pastors and pray for them and speak good things about them. What do you think? Yeah. So Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, when the Bible says shall not prevail, it means that there will be a certain form of wrestling. There will be some kind of give and take. But the gates of hell will not gain the upper hand. The gates of hell will not win. That's what Jesus is saying. So what Jesus is telling us is that even though in building the church, we will encounter the things of the devil, it will not overtake us. It will not affect us adversely. How many understand what we are trying to say? Oh, you understand what I'm trying to say? If you're a church member, when I say something, you should. How many understand what I'm trying to say? Jiggy, you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, so. But how come the devil is able to prevail against churches? Have you thought about that? Yeah, there's a church on Durban Street. You see, normally in Guyanese churches, like how the entrance is like this, where Brother Calvin is at and Brother Lloyd is at, you see a screen placed there. So you can't see inside. I don't know what they are hiding. Joy. I don't know what them people hiding. They're hiding empty chairs. They are trying to cover their shame and their nakedness. They don't want people to see that the people, because if the church is for everybody, it's an open thing, then we must also be open. I mean, I wish we didn't have even any walls, just roof, so that everybody passing will know what we are doing. At least on a Sunday and on a Tuesday. It will even attract and affect them even more. Rather than enclosed, air conditioned and all that, you're feeling nice in the church and somebody is going to hell on the outside. Because there are things that we need to know. You see, white people don't believe in the devil. Black people believe in Satan everywhere. Everything is Satan. Everything is the enemy. Everything is the devil. Everything is the devil. So we tend to not think. The Bible says that we are not ignorant of his devices. Something is your neighbor who is doing it. So people fight with their neighbors because their neighbors are the demons who are affecting them. No. If you tell a white man that they are not prospering in their country because of demons, they will laugh at you. White people don't believe in the devil, but they prosper and do well. Whereas black people who believe in Satan don't do well. Think about it. You think Americans believe in the devil? Yeah. Because the devil really is a master in the things he does. And the Bible says that we are not ignorant of his devices. It means that we are not ignorant of how he works. So if you are not getting a job, it's not the devil. It's because you don't have a certificate. Should I say it again? If you are not getting money, or you are not prospering, it's not because that there's a baku on your finances. You just waste money. You don't know how to manage your money. You don't have the wisdom to handle and to regulate your money. Black people like to spend. But then the same black man will come and say, Satan is on my finance. When a pastor comes as a prophet and says, money is coming, come and do this. And then you go and you believe in it. Meanwhile, you just lack management. So the wise people who have kind of fortified themselves in these areas do not lack basic things. And therefore, they don't believe in the devil. But we lack basic things because we believe that Satan is the one who is not making you prosper. Now, the ignorance about the church is that we don't know how Satan works in the church. We don't know. And that's why I'm talking about confusion, because one of the things Satan uses in a church is confusion. What is the meaning of confusion? Confusion means there is no clarity. That something is not clear. Are you a man or a woman? That's what confusion is about. Are you in the church or not in the church? That's what the confusion is about. Because when you talk about confusion, you are talking about people who are loyal and disloyal at the same time. Jonathan, Romeo, I traveled, I came back, you are still sleeping. Stand up. Go and stand at the back. It's not a demon. No. Don't go and fast and pray. Lord, please watch over him, right? Give him a knock on his head if he sleeps. What am I saying? If something is not clear, it is confusion. And Satan likes that. Because that is how he can maneuver and use the confusion to confuse people. And when people are confused, they can't go forward. So, even in the church, many of the church members are agents of confusion. Because some people in the church are not real. I'm preaching from this book, Those Who Pretend. Chapter 5 is about confusion. Right? So your attitude and what you say, they are not the same. So you're a member of Lighthouse Chapel International, but how you behave around is not likened to a person who says they are members of Lighthouse Chapel International. And therefore, you confuse people. And Satan enjoys that because Satan doesn't want clarity. There are many holes in a human being's body. Which hole has God given to us? To enjoy. You can be confused about it. Which hole? Who knows hole? Or ears hole? No, you think about it. That's why people uses the anus. Because of confusion. People are not clear as to which hole. Yeah. It's confusion. The Bible says that if you sleep with an animal, it is confusion. Can you give me my scripture? Let the people see. So, the lives that we live that does not offer clarity give Satan advantage over us. Neither shall thou lie. I don't know what it means to lie, but I'm sure if you are King James, you understand. Or neither shall thou have sex with any beast to defile yourself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. There are women who have intercourse with dogs and horses. They don't need no man to come and brag and as for that, she said, "Dark, come and dark, come." Yeah. Well, it's confusion. You see,
That is why some ladies are in love with other ladies. You see, because they have gone through some issues with men and they have decided that I don't want to give myself to a man. But that act now is creating unclarity. It's not clear. Should I also, if you are watching somebody like that, then it's like, should I also do the same thing, or I should go for a man? Which is, that's why our children are growing up in a confused environment, not clearly knowing what to do and what to choose, because so many things have been offered them that is very, very confused. You are struggling with them, that, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? But they are confused. So this actually reminds me of in Ghana in those days when we would do what we call naming ceremony. Traditionally, we do naming ceremonies. We take the baby. Normally, it's your uncle or, you know, father, the older person who do it. And what they would do is that when they are doing it, we do naming ceremony different from baby dedication. Yeah, in Ghana, we name our children by a ceremony. You just don't say, oh, this is the name and then that's it. No, 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 no. You have to confer a name. You have to have a ceremony to give a name to somebody. You just don't give names. So when we do that, then the elders will put the tip of their finger in sugary water, and then put a drop on the baby's tongue. And then they will tell the baby, this is sweet. And then they will put their hand in salty water and say, this is salt. And then they will put it in clear water and they say, this is clear water. And they tell the baby, when you grow, know the difference between what is sweet and what is salty, and water has nothing in it. That's what they speak over the child. It makes sense, isn't it? Because children are growing these days not knowing what to do and what to. You see, sometimes you see a young guy moving with a young lady, you don't know what is going on. I mean, I like to ask. And I'll ask. Because I don't want to be confused. I ask you, so what's going on? Who is this person to you? Because if you don't find what is going on, you can't bring clarity into the thing. You say you are a Christian, you come to Lighthouse. Why don't we see you every Sunday? You are confusing us. Why is it that you say you are a Lighthouse person, but you don't say good things about the Lighthouse? You are confusing us. Why is it that you say you are a Lighthouse member, but you don't do the things that members do? You are confusing us. You are giving Satan the advantage and the edge over the church because of what you are doing. You are not clear. You are not clear. You are not clear. And when you are not clear, you confuse a lot of people. So there are things you should know about confusion. Number one. This is the second service, isn't it? Okay, so I'll give you number one. Your number one. Confusion is a weapon of war. Confusion is a weapon of war, or war. We say war, right? Confusion is a weapon of war. Who are you really? We are confused about who you are in the church. What do you really want? I'm confused about what you really want. It's a confused. I'm confused. Hey, what do you really want? I'm confused. And your attitude and what you are doing is what is giving Satan the edge and the power in the church. You say you're a church worker, work. If you're not a church worker, stay away. It's very simple. Let there be clarity. If you say you are married, put on your wedding ring. If you're not married, no wedding ring. Clarity. Because the lack of clarity is what brings Satan and a lot of confusion. Child father say he loves you. Marry and done. Today you are in the choir. Tomorrow you are not in the choir. You come and sing today. What is this? What is this? Now, if we were to stand for clarity, Satan will not find any place in our lives, because confusion is a weapon of war.
And the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So what the devil uses and we use, it's not physical things. One day, the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went to war against the Syrians. In 1 Kings chapter 22, I believe. Verse 30 of 1 Kings chapter 22. I'm preaching. We want genuine people in the church. God needs people who will say, I am a Christian. I am part of what is happening. You see, Michelle, when we have that, we will not struggle with your time. And which meeting we should expect you or not. Because your stand is clear. I will not lie to you. I will not deceive you. I will not allow you to live your life in a way that God doesn't want. I am God's ambassador in your life. I am supposed to preach and teach you about the things God wants you to do. And I am here to preach you and to teach you about clarity. Don't confuse us. Don't confuse us. Whatever it is, state it clearly. You know, white people, Prince, they don't joke. White people, they don't have this emotional things. White people are serious. It's business. White people, when white people come to...
They believe in a school of thought.
They believe in school of thought. If they are going to be with you, it's because of something that they are doing with you. After that,
small business relationship.
It's not like, oh, can I come by you? Even if they are going out to drink with you, there's a reason why they are going out to drink with you.
Business.
It's business. There's no confusion at all. But we white people, we black people, we get confused. I remember when I started working in Holland, there was this Moroccan lady who, when I go and clean this place, she would normally stay and work late, you know. And so when I'm cleaning, I'll get to her, and sometimes she'll engage me, we'll talk and all of that. I mean, she would talk to me almost every day. When I go, she's behind working, and I will talk for about 20 minutes. I stop my work, and we gaff. You see, so at the point, I felt that the lady was interested in me. Yeah. Because every Monday to Friday, when I go, everybody will be gone. She'll be there working. And when I get to her desk, she'll stop work, and she'll gaff with me. But on her desk was a picture of herself and her fiance. And her boyfriend. And sometimes she'll talk about how they plan to get married and all of that. I was confused. Because the little attention she was giving me, I felt that. No. She has a clear picture on her desk. I see, as a black man, we don't. Satan is running away now in the church. And you are no more an agent of confusion. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, he said, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle. But put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. Why did he disguise himself? To confuse the enemy. Because the prophet Micaiah, I believe, prophesied that Ahab would not return. The king of Israel would not return. He would be killed. But the king of Israel, he had other prophets who told him that he will win. So then, you know, this Micaiah, he said, if you win and come back, then I'm not a man of God. So when Ahab was going, the king of Israel was going to the war, he disguised himself to avoid what a man of God had said. But at the end of the day, he died. Because he was trying to confuse the enemy. It was very interesting. When you go to verse 31, He said, but the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains, real captains, oh, not lazy captains, that had rule over his chariot, saying, don't fight anybody small or great. Go and look for the king of Israel. So the guy has disguised himself, yet he was the one that 32 captains were after. The disguise was to confuse us, so that they will fight and probably go after Jehoshaphat or something like that, but not him. That is, confusion is a weapon of war. And we are at war. I want you to ask yourself, what kind of picture are you creating of yourself? Is it a confused picture or a clear picture? I'm preaching for the Bible. I did not come this morning thinking I'm going to talk about Jackie Field. I am preaching about a subject that Satan uses a lot against the church, and that is called confusion. You analyze it. Samson, analyze this thing. France, the country France, is a nuclear power. France has nuclear weapons. But they could not use the nuclear weapons against two people who went into a church, got hold of an 85-year-old pastor, and cut off his head. The nuclear power, nuclear weapon, couldn't help in that area. The nuclear power could not help prevent a guy taking a truck and running and killing 100 people. Nuclear power couldn't do that. Why? Because they are ignorant of the schemes of this ISIS, of the enemy. That's how come, even though they are powerful, they seem powerless. Even though the church is stronger, Jesus said the church, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But we see that things are not working in the church like we want it to work. Not because what Jesus said is not true, because the strategy of the devil is what we are ignorant about. Now they say, kill anybody anywhere. So if somebody has a knife, that's all. Right in London. Yeah, a Norwegian Somalian killed an American woman and injured a few more, 9 of them. Right there in a very touristic place. Once you kill, it's okay. So no more guns, no more bombs, no more hijackings. The strategy has changed. So the things that are going on in the church, and that is weakening and spoiling the church, is no more 5 hours prayer. No. It is people who are around who don't give a clear picture of who they are. And what they stand for. That is what is killing the church. That is what is affecting the church. You come here, you profess to be a Christian, but you are not baptized. How can you be a Christian who is not baptized? What kind of Christian are you? You don't speak in tongues. You are not baptized in water. You don't read your Bible. What? Tell me, what type is that? What picture is that? What confusion is that? Church is quiet. Amen. Satan is in trouble. Amen. Jasmine, what I'm saying, you don't understand. What do we stand for? It should be clear, Michelle. It should be clear. When I see you, I should see a church member. A church member who is into the church. Not a church member. We have to argue. We have to struggle. We have to wonder. What's happening with Michelle? Is she all right? Are you okay? You're all right? Your face is... I'm okay. Satan says, yeah. Tie your face. Don't worry, nobody. Tie your face. Don't do anything in the church, but never stop the church. Go all the time, but don't do anything in the church. Whatever the pastor says we should do, don't ever do anything, but don't stop the church. You just stay. Your face screwed up. You will never do anything in the church. But you say you are a member of Lighthouse Chapel International. You are confusing us and you are giving Satan power in the church. Yeah. is a weapon. The devil, that's what the confusion is, a weapon of war. The Bible says that the devil, even the devil, comes among us as an angel of light. Because if he comes like who he is, you recognize him and you drive him away. So you have to come to the church like you are serving God, but you are coming to take away the lives of our young boys. Yeah. When I see the young girls who come here and they are taking my little boys away, it's not sex and love. Anything that doesn't encourage you to serve God, you should watch it. Me, I am not ignorant. You should come and see how the young boys and the young girls come around. And then they say they like you. What do you have that they like you? And since they say they like you, how has your love for the Lord increased? Watch that. So you get confused because it's a church girl. It's a church boy. So it's like, you're even talking about quiet time. But look at what is happening. Whether a Christian does those things, it's confusion. And that's why you are stuck. If your line of life will be clear, Satan will stay away from you. It's not prayer. It's not shalababababababababababababababababababa. Satan, some of us, even the tongues we speak, Satan is not even afraid of the tongues. Because he knows after the tongues, he can swing your head and then he'll get you. It's not a prayer. I said, if it was that, white people would be one of the most poorest people in the world. But they are the ones who develop aeroplanes for us to sit inside. They are the ones who develop cars and the used ones we like here. And we say we don't want the ones that are older than 8 years anymore. What do we manufacture? All we do is that we put seeds in the ground, which anybody can do. Sugarcane is what we do. Sugarcane, we came to meet it here. It's God who gave the country sugarcane. What have we done extra? All the things we are doing are things that were in the land, that are in the land. We discover oil, and it was there already. What have we used our brains to develop? When you go to a place like Holland, they don't have anything but cheese and cows and milk. But they are the ones who are here advising us on irrigation, the drainage system in Georgetown, because they have mastered the sea. They have built cities in the sea. So, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, granny, please. You are helping Satan in your life in the church because you are not clear. Don't call me and say, Rev, I have a job. We work on Sundays. What do you think? Don't call me. Don't ask me. You should know. You. As I'm leading you, do you see me Sunday going to work anywhere?
No.
I don't do any business. So. There's nothing else that brings me income but what I'm doing. Because I'm a full-time pastor. I can be a full-time pastor and have some. You see, when I traveled, one of the things I saw, when I came, I was sharing with the guys, I saw how people buy plantain for so much pounds. Anita. And I said, but there are a lot of plantain in Guyana. Why can we not put plantain in a container and send it to London and collect some pounds? Even that one we can't even do. You should go and see how they're rushing for callaloo and plantain and cassava. Look at how the black people in abroad, they like these things. They like to eat from, is this kanji pheasant? What's kanji pheasant? That's a bird, right? Is it Regina Lily? Regina Lily is it's a leaf. They eat from the leaf. They're in New York, but when they have their weddings, they want to eat from the leaf. Can you? And the leaves, they're just growing in canals. Right? Can you not go and cut some and find a way to ship it and sell it in New York and get some US dollars? All you're happy is that I get through. Me, mother, file for me. I get through. You get through, you're going to be a slave. No, some of you really confuse me.
Let me tell you honestly.
You give me, the picture, the way you behave, you confuse us. And that's what we see, that your attitude is demonic. I'm talking to you. Because God wants you to live a very nice life. God wants you to prosper. If only you state your mission. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. See, many of us are very dishonest, you know. Many of us are not truthful. Many of us are not clean when it comes to your intentions. And I'm saying that that is what is giving Satan power over our lives.
You don't need to fast and pray. You need to make up your mind.
You need to make up your mind. You are married or you are not married. There's nothing like child father, child mother that is a substitute for marriage. There's nothing like that. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? It's a confused picture. So then our children are all growing up becoming child mothers and child fathers, because yesterday somebody was telling me the daughter was asking whether they are part of a nuclear family or what's the opposite? Single parent family. Social studies. I think it's grade 3 or common law or something. I mean, you see, when they start teaching those things, then your children will begin to get confused. When they look at their family, they realize that, so where do I fit? You have created confusion for the child now. And many are still creating that same confusion also. It's a weapon of war. So Satan, Sherwin, is gaining advantage over Christians, because he's bringing confusion. 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 Darkness. There's no clarity. It's like, who is the man of the marriage? You or she? Who is really running the marriage? Yeah. No, that can be also another area of confusion. Yeah. Is it the man or the woman who is running the show? Many women try to run the show from behind. You see, it's confusion. There are many women who, if you go to their husband, the husband will refer you to the wife. He said, go and see my wife. Who is running the show? It's confusion. That's why progress is not happening. No, irrespective of what you say, there is no clarity who is the leader. Where's Brian? He didn't come today. Oh, okay. All right. There's no clarity.
You know why? Did he tell you why? You don't know why. Okay. So this one is not clear. You're an usher. You're always sitting down here. They're giving me with the offering basket and giving me born again books. And you didn't come. Usher doesn't know. Reverend doesn't know. What kind of picture is that?
Sorry that this came up, but it's an example of what I'm talking about.
I was talking to a young lady who said she got a job. She has to work on Sundays. I said, okay, then what you are doing for me in the church, I also remove you from it. You can work on Sundays. It's okay. I don't have a problem with you working on Sundays, but you cannot have a part of what I am doing. You come and sit down in the church and you just be in the church. I don't want confusion. I don't want, you have one of your workers who is not. No, all my workers must be here when I'm here. Which company is that we have a company when we are working? Then there's a worker who is not there, but enjoys the privileges of those who are working. It's not seen anywhere. You can't make up your mind. We also can't make up our minds. No, what I'm saying, ask yourself. I'm preaching a very powerful message. This is deliverance. It's deliverance that is happening right now, right here. If you receive it properly, if you receive it with good faith and a good heart, you realize that what the Bible is saying is true about us. You're always in a vehicle, tinted vehicle. There was a time where a young lady was always moving around in a tinted vehicle. What kind of thing is that? Are you a spy agent? Are you a KGB? Are you a CIA?
You can't be a Christian girl sitting in tinted vehicles like that. What kind of picture? So when we see you, now you have to explain. No. The thing, it doesn't need explanation. It must be clear. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Why? Why did God create the heavens and the earth? Because there was confusion on the earth. The earth was without form and was void. And the Spirit of the Lord was what? Was moving upon the face of the earth. Look, the earth was without form. It was empty. It was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. You see, darkness is something that is not good. The white man has used his brain to take away darkness. You don't go to a white man country and there's darkness anywhere. No. Sure. The earth was without form and was void, and there was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then he goes on to verse 10, and the Bible says, and God said, God could not withstand, he could not live with something that is without form. What kind of shape is this? You see, that's how come when you have your boys, and many of you are ignorant, when we speak, you don't even mind us, when you have a baby, a boy, and you plait his hair, you're confusing people. There's a guy, he's gay now. I still love him. He calls himself Angel these days, but I know him to be Akeem. Akeem, I asked Akeem, what happened? Akeem said when he was a little boy, his auntie put a panty and brassiere on him. Yeah, the auntie dressed him with panties and brassiere. It was like doing some show and they were laughing. He said, right? Yeah. Now the guy is walking around. He says he's called Angel. Makeup, eye wig, weave on, but with penis. Wow. If you unzip him, you see penis like that. But when you look at his face, red lipstick, eye wig. But he's... So, ask yourself, what is this? Are you, what's that? So, don't plait your boy's hair. A man's hair must be kept low. The Bible says that the glory of a woman is her hair. So, there's no glory of a man in his hair. This is not traditional what you want. If you're a Christian, you must do what the Bible says you must do. Don't say that is me. There's nothing like that is me here in Christianity. I said deliverance is taking place right now. Because confusion is killing us. Confusion is killing us. That confused lady who was going between church and church. She comes and she tells us that my husband doesn't like me coming to church. When you go and talk to the husband, it's not like that. So the husband himself is confused about his own wife. Because he said, oh, my friend said they saw my car on the West Coast. He said, oh, no. I didn't go anywhere. I just went to Isla Penitence. Meanwhile, you are doing a work on the West Coast. There's no surprise that she's not around today. Because Satan gets stronger when there's no clarity. He uses that weapon against Christians and against families and against people. Look at what David said. Psalm 70. Yeah. Andriska. All the young ladies, all the young men, all the old men, everybody in this church, listen to what God is saying. You are very passionate about something else, but not passionate about God. When it comes to God and His work, you do it at your convenience. But there are other things that you are passionate about. You are giving us a confused picture. When you say you're a Christian, there's no problem in going on a float on Independence Day. But if you can go on a float on Independence Day and then when you come to church, we must have a similar passion in the church. Because we wonder why when you are out there, you seem to be so happy and fresh and everything. And when you come to church, it's like you are in a very wrong place. Yeah. Many Christian ladies are dangles outside. You said dangle. Your breast is showing. Your skirt is short. Your dress is short. But when you come to church, you are like Mother Teresa. I see you changing. Your changes are coming in the name of Jesus. It's true. You see, when I was coming, when I traveled from Toronto to Gatwick, London Gatwick, when I got to London Gatwick, my bag didn't come. So it took me about 24 hours for my bag to come. So my brother-in-law was telling me that I should see the people, let them give me. We didn't do anything. So when I was coming, they upgraded me to business class. I didn't even realize. I passed the business class looking for my seat number in where the... Because that's where I normally sit all the time. Until I realized that what is happening to me, the seat number 3 is not at the back there. It's way at the front. So I now have to go when people are coming. I have to go, excuse me, looking for my seat number 3. When I saw my seat number, I was excited. I sat down. They were renting iPads in the plane. $10 for iPad. No entertainment. It's the iPad you watch things on. They give us business cards. They give us free iPad. Then they started coming around. And I heard a voice. Man, today you gotta enjoy yourself. You see them wine and thing. Must request for some. Then another voice said, look at you. Some small business class. Look at what you want to use it for. So the lady came, what do you want? I said, orange juice. No, we need clarity. We must be clear. So at a point, there was a young lady sitting next to me, 15-year-old. I said, my daughter is 15 years old. I don't know whether she also saw what I was watching and listening or something like that. Then she said, excuse me, are you religious? Because I was not, you see, if I had drunk, I don't know what message I would have carried. I don't know whether if you drink wine, you are bad or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm saying that with all my big manness in the corner, sitting next to me and I'm drinking juice, orange juice, orange juice, orange juice. And then so she asked, are you religious? I said, yes, she's also Catholic. I said, wow. Then we started chatting. I normally don't chat people when I sit in a plane. David said, he was talking to God about his enemies. He said, let them be ashamed and confounded that they seek after my soul. He said, let them be turned backward and put to confusion. It's when your enemy is confused about you. When he comes to the area, he doesn't know which address to go anymore. There are thieves like that. Thieves go to the wrong address. Thieves attack the wrong people because the information they received was not clear. Your enemies will be confused about you. I said, your enemies will be confused about you. Yeah. They come and they said, oh, is it this street? Is it not this street? Is it this house? It's not this house. And they get confused. That's what David said. David was praying to God that let my enemies be confused. It is when we are confused that Satan says, it's good. Which souls are they going to win? Which church are they going to make to grow? When we get confused, we focus on the different things. You see how many of us really focus on ourselves and what you want and what your need is? Anybody, let me tell you this, I'm closing. Anybody who focuses on yourself, you will be sad all the time. It's true. There's something in focusing on other people. Anybody who is concerned about themselves, you will always be miserable. Especially if you're a Christian. Because God called us for a purpose. So when he calls you and then you don't engage in the purpose, you engage in yourself. Then you give Satan again advantage over your life. From today, confusion is gone in the name of Jesus. There's no confusion in your life. Every confusion around you, every cloud of confusion and darkness and things that are not in shape around you. From today, I declare it is over in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah. Hey, you are clapping or you are not clapping? Share. Clarity. This afternoon, every eye closed, every head bowed. We want to be clear who you are. You can't come to church and just be a church goer and come. Are you saved? Are you saved? I'm not talking about baptism. Baptism is coming. I am not saved. Are you saved? You can't just be in the church and not be a follower of Jesus Christ. Pastor, I am not born again. I'm not saved. If I die right now, I'm not sure whether I will go to heaven or hell. I want to help you declare your stand this afternoon. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand and I will do so. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell when I die. Please pray with me. If you're here like that, your right hand up high. Don't go to hell. Do not go to hell. God has prepared a place for you. God bless you. Lift up your hand right high. God bless you. I see that hand. Don't be shy. God bless you. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. God bless you. You lifted up your hand without wasting time. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Come, ladies. Come. Clap for them as they come. There's some ladies deciding today. Come. Come. Clap for them. Oh, clap. Let's clap. Let's be excited. People are giving their hearts to Jesus. Clap for them. Young ladies, wow. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Young ladies, God bless you. Wow. Wow. Young ladies, God bless you. God bless you. Wow. When your love falls out, bring me to my knees. Wow. It's a very important step you're taking. You are telling the devil that I am not going to go to church and not say that prayer that everybody says. You are not. You see, something just entered my mind. When you don't do the things that Christians do and church members do, you become an agent of the devil. Everybody, let's bring 5 people. You don't do it. We are going to camp. Pay, let's go. You don't pay. We are doing fundraising, selling barbecue tickets. You don't sell. Satan likes you because you have become somebody he can use to resist and to fight the progress of the church. You are a confusion agent. So you are here. You are not saved. You are not saved.
See, Satan is so mad that you have come to the front. He had wanted you to go home the way you are. You see, don't let that man tell you nothing. Don't let that man tell you nothing. Don't worry, that man. African man. Yahweh. Don't worry. Great confusion. But if you die right now, where would you go? If you're going to hell, he'll be laughing. He'll say, ha, 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 ha. How old are you? 15, 15, 13, 14, 6. Hey. Are you sure? Bring your ID card. Ladies, there's not going to be any confusion in your life after today. You are not going to bring children in this world who wonder, who is my father? You know how some people do? They have children and they have some men. And the children, they call the man uncle. Your mother's boyfriend, you are calling him uncle. You can't say daddy. You can't say stepfather. You can't say step boyfriend, step concubine. You can't say nothing. Confused. And when your mother brings the man to the house, you don't like, you like your father. So when the man is in the house, you like to go and be with your father. Is that the life we want to come and live? No, we must bring clarity in our lives. Amen. Close your eyes. Let's pray, church. Let's pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. From today, I believe that I'm born again. I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life. And I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.